Viha Torah niknes ba'arba'im ushmona dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ellie Fine from Stern College for Women, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through mute sicha, mute tzchok, and mute derech eretz. So how do these qualities develop our relationship with Torah? Is talking, laughter, or derech eretz not good? I think it's important to clarify that the word used in our Mishnah is mute. So whenever we're talking about this, it's not that we need to be people who never do these things. As we will see, it can be beneficial at times, but that we're somehow restricting them. Let's learn a little bit together about each of these ways, and then Be'ezras Hashem, we can tie it all together. So what is mute sicha? What types of conversations should we be limiting in our lives? There are two main ways to understand what this can mean. The majority of the Mefarshim, the commentators, explain that sicha is referring to our mundane or idle chatter, non-meaningful conversations. Rashi on Perkei Avos understands that this restriction is being that our main goal in limiting our idle and non-meaningful conversations is avoiding something called leitzanus, cynicism or levity. And that if someone is always talking, but specifically always talking about something not meaningful, meaning they're never having meaningful conversations, they're only talking about things that are not, it is more likely that these conversations will ultimately devolve into such which is incongruent with the Torah lifestyle. The Masilas Yesharim writes in great depth about how this concept relates on us, about being someone who cannot take something seriously or needs to be cynical all the time or make everything into a joke, prevents us from taking in Musar and working on ourselves. It teaches us to not take something or ourselves seriously, and religious growth presupposes that you actually take life seriously. So yes, it's important to express yourself, and yes, it's important to have conversations, but be mindful about what types of conversations we're having. I think this theme of taking life seriously and avoiding leitzanus is present as well in the next way to be kona the Torah, which is mute tzchok, minimizing laughter. When it comes to mute tzchok, we have a number of conflicting sources. On the one hand, in Avos 3:13, it says that tzchok can lead to immorality, and the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says that in shchina shora lo mitos tzchok, the shchina or the divine presence cannot rest on somebody or in an atmosphere of laughter. So it leads us to think that it's not such a great thing. But on the other hand, the Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Lamed also says that Rabbi Yusu Mikimi Dipachalo Rabbanan Amar Milsa Dibichusa, that he would start every shir with a joke. And the Gemara on Tainus, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, says that someone who makes another laugh goes to Olam Haba. So how are we supposed to balance these two things? There seems to be a lot of sources that say both. The Yachin, Rav Yisrael Lipschitz, explains that there needs to be a balance. A little bit of joking and laughter sharpens your mind and makes you more interested in focusing on learning Torah. But too much can cause leitzanus, and when everything is a joke or a cynical comment, that's incompatible with a life of real meaning. Real Torah learning requires us to critically think about ideas, take them seriously, delve into them, question for analysis, and not just question for games. So yes, a little bit of laughter is great, but we must do it in a healthy dosage. Our third topic for today is mute derech eretz, limiting our derech eretz. So what could this mean? I think a little bit along these lines, though slightly differently, Rashi talks about how if we want to grow in our relationship to Torah and to Torah learning, we must not always be socializing in the marketplace and spending all of our days there. Mute, again, means limiting, so of course it's important to talk to friends and socialize. But the Mishnah is saying that we should not do it all the time, because if we're doing that all the time, then we don't have to make any time for us to learn Torah. Taking your time, your life seriously, are essential aspects of Avodas Hashem. So while conversation, laughter, and socializing are all important, maybe something we can learn from these sources is that we have to be conscious and thoughtful of when and how we are doing so, so we could ultimately help us towards our goal of being the best Ovdei Hashem we can possibly be. Thank you for learning together.